Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast with your host, me, Leslie Kerrigan, creator of Seniorology and Conference 12. Seniorology is the study of high school senior photography, and this podcast will walk you through all the aspects of running a successful senior portrait business. So whether you've been a senior photographer for a while, or you're just getting started in the senior portrait business, the Seniorology Podcast is your resource for all things senior photography related. Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. You are listening to Episode 7, Who is Your Ideal Client? On the very first episode of the Seniorology Podcast, I talked about becoming a senior photographer. And today we are going to build off of that and continue to create a senior photography business step by step. In the first episode, I offered suggestions on doing some research and profiling area high schools so you would know which high schools you can focus your. Obviously, if you are a senior photographer, a senior is your ideal client, right? And you can even take it a step further and say a senior client at X high school. But that is not being as specific as you need to be when it comes to defining your ideal client. By defining your ideal client very specifically, you can create a marketing plan and brand that speaks directly to that ideal client. We can't physically photograph every single senior in our markets, so why not market to the clients that will be attracted to you, your style, and the experience you are offering? When you think of who your ideal client is, it is someone who can specifically benefit from your specific product or service. It's someone you want to specifically target with your marketing, and it's someone who values what you have to offer. But before we can fully define your ideal client, we first need to figure out what makes you, you. We all have something that makes us who we are. We are all unique, and there will be something unique in each of us that will stand out to our ideal clients. Figuring out what makes us unique, what our specific strengths are, and using those strengths to attract your ideal client is how we can be sure to gain clients that are truly invested in us and truly value what we do. There are many photographers in each of our areas, and rather than compete with them, let's create a specific market within senior photography that is just for ourselves, in which we only attract our ideal clients and repel those that aren't our ideal clients. That way, the other photographers in your area can attract those that are not your ideal client, and therefore we cut out the competition. By each of us doing our own thing in our own way, we attract our own very specific clients and carve out a very specific niche in senior photography. Here's an example. The other day, I was talking to a photographer friend who was trying to figure out her identity in her own market. She spoke about another photographer in her area and how she wanted to be able to set herself apart from that particular photographer. I asked her who this photographer was so I could check out that person's style, feed, Instagram, social media, all of that stuff. The minute I looked up this photographer, I knew that this person's clients were not my friend's clients. Knowing my friend the way I do, I know that she will not attract the same clients that this other photographer was attracting, which is a great thing. Both of these photographers had their own unique style, their own unique traits, and their own special something that makes them who they are. So I told my friend, you have to be you. You have to share who you are, share your own unique style, and you will attract your ideal client, which will not be this other person's client. That way, the two of them can coexist in the same market, carve out their own niche within that market, and be successful. So how do you figure out who you are before you can define your ideal client? You need to take a minute and really reflect on yourself, who you are, what makes you unique, and how you can use that uniqueness in your own business. Remember that staying true to yourself never goes out of style. Be who you are, not who anyone else is. Here are some questions to ask yourself. First, brainstorm and write down key characteristics that make you you. What is unique to you that you can offer your senior clients? What unique elements are you already using in your business that are different from anybody else? What can you offer that no one else does or can? And what is your style and what is not your style? We can't be everything to everyone. So define who you are and what your style is so you can start creating a specific niche for yourself and no one else. Now let's talk about how to define your ideal client. For this, you need to be very specific and remember you will attract clients that are similar to you or who relate to what you specifically have to offer. So here's some questions to ask. How old is your client? If you're talking about a senior photography business, then your client is probably somewhere between the ages of 16, 17, 18, which is very specific. What gender? Some of you may or may not want to photograph both boys and girls. Some of you may only want to photograph girls. And if that's the case, then write that down because that is who you specifically need to market to. You don't have to market to both girls and boys if that's not who your ideal client is. What school does your ideal client go to? Revert back to the first episode of the Seniorology podcast in which I challenged you to write down the area high schools that you wanted to market to. Does your ideal client go to those specific schools? And if not, only market to the ones that your ideal client attends. Where does your ideal client shop? What is their specific style? Describe your ideal client's personality. Where does your ideal client hang out? What hobbies or interests do they have? How do they feel about having their photos taken or about senior photos specifically? The more specific you get and the more information you can gather about your ideal client, the more targeted your marketing plan to reach this ideal client can be. By doing this research and figuring out who your ideal client is, you can determine who to partner with in the community to best reach your ideal clients. For instance, if you can determine your ideal client's style and where they shop, then you can partner with a boutique that shares that style and has those clients. If you find out where they hang out, then maybe you can partner with that business and do some sort of event. So for instance, if high school seniors in your area are all hanging out at a specific ice cream shop or coffee shop, maybe you want to do an event with that particular business so that you can reach their clients, they can reach your clients because they are similar when it comes to your ideal client. Everything you do in your business, whether it is writing a blog post, captioning an Instagram photo, adding something to your story on social media, or creating a marketing plan for your business should all come from a place of knowing who you are and who your ideal client is. By knowing this, you can speak directly to that particular client in all that you do. You can touch them specifically and create a desire in them to want to be a part of your senior portrait experience and no one else's. And what's even better is by attracting your specific ideal client, you will no longer have to deal with the clients that you don't love. And let's face it, we have all had clients that we didn't love working with. But when we define our ideal client and we attract our ideal client, we get to work with the clients that we love as much as they love us. So it's a win-win. And who doesn't want a win in their business? Am I right? Now, if you're ready to dive into your business and figure out who you are and define your ideal client so you can quit wasting your time putting out content that doesn't work, then I challenge you to really sit down and ask yourself the questions I mentioned in this episode. Some of you may be new to senior photography, and some of you may have been photographing seniors for a while, but no matter where you are in your business, I really think taking the time to do this exercise is going to help you. It will help you in almost every aspect of building your senior photography business and brand. And even if you've done this before, try it again because things change over time and you grow in your business and in your style. So your ideal client that you may have had in the beginning of your business may be different than the one you have now. So be sure to identify that ideal client throughout your business growth. And even if you're a photographer who is booked solid with senior clients, ask yourself, are you booked with the clients that you love and the clients that are your ideal client? Don't worry. You don't have to try and remember all these questions I threw at you during this episode, because I created a free, super helpful worksheet for you to print out and get started defining your ideal client. It simply asks you questions and you provide the answers, and then you start building who your ideal client is and who you are. And all of that will help you in every part of your marketing plan to gain more clients in your senior photography business. So to get this worksheet, just go to the blog post for this episode, which is episode 7, and download your worksheet and get started defining your ideal client. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.